I'm looking for a deserter.
J. Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was BNV Nation from their brand new reissue of their first disc, Advance and Follow. That was a remake of the track Aftershock. It was a track called After Fire, and that was the Storm Mix, which is actually kind of interesting because the original version of that, After Storm, always reminds me very heavily of a band by the name of EDF. From the Toronto area called Electronic Dream Factory. I know almost for certain that they're not around anymore, but I do believe that that song may have been, you know, created about the same time as EDF was in their heyday around here. A couple of songs are very similar, and I guess they may have been an influence on each other. You never know. Before that, you heard Project Pitchfork from their new album, Demonian. It doesn't look to be German, so I can't really have much of an excuse for not being able to pronounce it, but it's just not a word I've ever come across before. Before that, that track was called Time Killer. And we started things off with Neurotic Fish from their latest single, Velocity. That was the, I guess, B-side track, Neurocaine. And I really like the original version of Velocity. I like Neurocaine, but I don't think that the remixes that were done, they didn't really do anything for me, and I don't know, I don't really think it's maybe not worth buying, because there will be a new album out shortly. Maybe save your pennies for that. Generally, if there's a couple of good remixes, it's worth it, but not my opinion this time. Anyways, we're going to continue things on with a couple of tracks from the brand new Bloodline compilation, newer EBM. And this is a band, well, that everybody practically should know about. This is a band by the name of Funkervote with a track called The Journey. This is the Traum mix. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. That was Absurd Minds with a track called Deception. And that was the E-Craft remix from the brand new Bloodlines New Forms of EBM comp. Both those tracks came from that comp, and it's actually pretty good. I especially like the that version of Deception. We've played that track here before, but the I think the E-Craft version kind of hides the vocal stylings a lot better, and they don't sound like such a blatant Project Pitchfork ripoff, at least in the vocals. Getting continue on with some stuff from a label that's very curiously named. This is from a label called Life is Painful Records, and this is a band by the name of Restricted Area from their CD Real Time. And this is a track called Turn Like the Devil. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Le second bruit est encore plus fort. Quatrième espace gauche. Espace gauche.
We'll be right back.
Fiend Flug from their, now, I'm not going to get this right, but my friend Wolf in Germany will be able to supply me with what I should be saying, but this is the, from their Sterbehilfe EP, and that was a song called B66883, and maybe he can also tell me what the hell that's supposed to mean. All I know is that it's a really interesting band with a really, really cool track. Apparently the whole EP is to do with death and capital punishment. So it'd be interesting to know what the hell's going on. Maybe what some of those samples were. You know, that's the only problem with listening to EBM and industrial these days is that so much of it comes out of German-speaking countries that, you know, it's natural for them to do songs in German. The only problem is that I have no bloody idea what they're saying. Anyways, we're going to end the show off with a song from a friend of mine. I don't know what he calls himself. We'll call him Shane H., formerly or kind of is of voice industry. This is a song called New Dawn, and this is the I can't remember what it's called, the hyper edit. And, this is Shane H., I am DJ Todd, see you next week.